What's occurring?
Right, three situations. You just tell me what happens. It's what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Chappers is in the lead at the moment. So he tells me. You could tell me anything. I wouldn't know.
I think it's 3-1 to Chappers, isn't it?
Yeah,
is that
Becky,
what he said
Becky,
earlier?
Yeah.
In the new series.
You're kind of not really needed. Me and Becky could just play this.
No, I'm the host.
Okay.
Actually. Okay, are you ready for your first one?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home or on the way to work on 81199. You know Chesney Hawkes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's in a new musical, started this week, where it's all about Barry Manilow. He's not playing Barry Manilow. It's a musical about the songs of Barry Manilow.
Right.
Right? It's in Bromley. And don't laugh. We met him yesterday. And actually, me and Becky are going to go and see it next week. He invited us. Do you want to come? Are you going to invite yourself to that as well?
I think I'm busy.
I just said that, like, can we have some tickets, me and Beck? Do you want to go?
Then I get in this morning, he's like, we're going to go to the Barry Manilow musical.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Why is this?
Because I invited us.
Because you've been hanging out with Chesney all afternoon.
Yeah, man.
I think next week's looking very busy.
All right. I'm quite looking forward to it.
I'll come with you if you really want.
Thanks.
I quite like the Copacabana one. Did he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does them, all of them. He does, like, 25 Barry songs.
Wow.
Good, eh?
Yeah.
They're all in his head, he was telling me. Anyway, that's enough of me and Chesney.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you. We made Chesney Hawkes do Carry On Singing. You know where you think you know the words to a popular hit and you just carry on? But you don't really, and you go... Blah, 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 blah. We want to know...
I am the one and only...
Since his one and only hit...
He had another one, didn't he?
What was that called?
Man.
I'm a man, not a boy.
Man, not a boy. Oh, my God. Chappers is straight in there.
All right, then. Since his two hits, does Chesney Hawkes know any other songs? We played him three songs. How many do you think he could continue successfully? Becky.
Two
out of three.
None.
You're saying he doesn't know any music after the one and only and Man Not a Boy.
No, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, as we know, it's quite difficult to sing along when the song stops.
So you're saying none?
Yeah.
Becky's saying two. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Chesney Hawkes with three songs, but can he carry on singing?
Dum dum diddly doo and da da flibbity poo, and I've no idea.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so.
I got no idea.
I don't even know that song. I have no idea.
Congratulations, Chappers. It was none. He doesn't know any music apart from I Am the One and Only.
Oh. What's occurring?
And 25 Barry Manilow songs.
I'm not cheating. That was a pure guess, I promise.
Fair play. That was Chesney on Carry On Singing. And next on Oh, What's Occurring? You know when I switch on TV sometimes?
Yeah.
Do you know what I really like to hear?
What do you like? No. What do you like to hear?
This.
Coming up on When Sport Goes Bad. Men falling down. Ladies falling down. And fish eating people. Then for pudding, daring or dumb. And if that doesn't float your boat, go cool off.
Tell you what, a lot of our listeners watch this show. It's on Virgin One now.
It is, yeah.
Isn't Chappers going to have a really, really, really unfair advantage on this one?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I did, you know, it's a few months ago since I recorded the voiceover. Didn't write the script.
Can I ask you, do you write the script?
No.
Do you have any input?
No. Do you really want to... Right, yeah, basically, it's an American programme. They bought it over, but they needed an English voice on it. So I sit in a booth with an American voice, with the original American voice in my ear, yeah. And
gee,
sort of
and you go, gee, sure,
and
dude.
And repeat what he says.
Oh, wicked.
Okay?
All right.
So you don't even have it
written
down?
No need to get like that about it. No, a lot of people very much enjoy the show.
I know they do. I'm just explaining how it works.
Okay.
Some of it's written down for me as well, yeah. So, you know.
Anyway, when sport goes bad, yes. Right, you do the voiceover. Here's my question to you. How many terrible jokes did you crack? How many bad jokes did you do in the first episode of the current series of When Sport Goes Bad? Chappers.
So the number of bad jokes that were written for me,
yes,
in the first episode, I'm going to go 224.
Becky?
8.
Right, so he's saying 224, you're saying 8.
Don't play them all.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many really bad jokes did Chappers have to read out on the first episode of the current series of When Sport Goes Bad? Let's find out.
This is a really exciting new sport. It's called camper van jumping. I prefer to call it insurance fraud. The object? To roll a blade across the top of the tennis net. He's certainly no ace portable toilet racing. It is actually more exciting than Formula One. It may not look like proper racing, but it is certainly a sport for the gents. Gents. Get it? Now, one day, this bloke decided to jump from his roof into a swimming pool. First, he was just a little short on brains. Then he was just a little short of the pool. Now, the object of bull riding is to prove your manhood by staying on the bull for a full 8 seconds. And still be able to have children.
5.
Don't worry, though, with all these shots to the delicates, the kids of today will never be able to have the kids of tomorrow.
6.
He did show a lot of backbone jumping off that cliff, and backbone is exactly what he hurts. Now, I love a turkey with attitude, but I love even more a turkey all dried out and in a sandwich on Boxing Day. No, I don't. Obviously, you got off this time. Go, gobble boy.
Now,
hang on
that?
A minute. I don't ever remember.
I love a turkey with attitude. I don't remember. Go, gobble,
do you remember
boy,
saying go, gobble boy?
I don't remember ever saying go, gobble boy, no.
You did.
No.
That's your new catchphrase.
You've edited that together from something, sure.
No, we haven't. That's what you said.
Oh, God.
Go, gobble boy.
Thanks for that.
I love a turkey myself.
I love a turkey with attitude.
Listen.
Especially on Boxing
Day. What are
you saying, gobble boy?
Listen, there are time constraints when recording it, and I just do it. Oh, I don't even think about what...
I'm enjoying this.
Anyhow.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
The correct answer was... What did you say, Becky? 8?
Yes.
Spot on.
Yeah!
8!
Oh. What's occurring?
Can you please, that's over?
So red.
I know. It's like when we played... me on local radio.
I know.
Same, same.
Yes.
At least you didn't make any turkey jokes.
Really enjoyed that.
I could tell.
Yeah. Talking of bad jokes, you know Dirk Benedict?
Yes.
He was face in the 80s. Remember, off the 80s?
Yeah.
Right? And we had him on yesterday. But let's say that Dirk was to phone up 5 Radio 1 listeners with his favourite knock knock joke. All right. How many out of 5 Radio 1 listeners would laugh at Face Off the A-Team's really rubbish joke? Becky.
2.
2 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Chappers.
None.
You sure, Gobble Boy?
Right, now that has to stop.
Why, you said it.
I don't want to be called Gobble Boy for the rest of the day.
People are texting that
rest
in now.
Rest of the day? Oh, right. Yeah. We had it forgotten over the weekend.
Sorry, what was your answer
none,
again?
None.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Face off the A-Team with his joke. But how many Radio 1 listeners will laugh?
Hello.
Hello there. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up
who?
You.
Very good.
Because if you do, you better go to the toilet.
Hello?
Hello there.
Who's that?
I'm Dirk Benedict from the A-Team.
Who?
Do you know who you're talking to?
don't know what the hell you're on about.
Of course you don't. So let me tell you. My name is Dirk Benedict, and I was on a show called The A-Team, and when we were there, we used to do a lot of this. Are you ready?
Pardon?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
I need up who?
Do you?
I have no idea.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
Oh, no. Oh, no, this post.
Hello there, I'm Dirk Benedict from the A-Team.
Alright.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
I need a poo.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
Oh, no. Oh, no, the poo.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I need up.
I need up poo. That's quality.
It was three.
That's quality.
That's quality. Not really. So that was three. Face off the A team. Three listeners that laughed. It is not joke. I can't even remember the score now.
I've got two, and Chappers has got one, which means during the week, Chappers has got three, and I've got two, which means Chappers wins this week.
Woo!
Oh! What's occurring?
Well done, Chappers. Do you know what?
I can't really enjoy it because that was just a really uncomfortable 10 minutes.
Oh, I love a turkey with attitude, but I love even more a turkey all dried out and in a sandwich on Boxing Day.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.